speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to look at Paul's letter to the Ephesians this morning. St. Paul writes about the very essence of who God is, and he is love. Verse 17 of this morning's text from Ephesians says, I pray that you may have your roots and foundations in love, so that you may understand how broad and long, how high and deep is Christ's love. And verse 19, may you come to know his love, and so be completely filled with the nature of God. While I was on retreat 2 weeks ago, a woman I met there said that herself and a few people from her church spent a whole day in prayer, sensing that God was saying something to them that he wanted not just a part of them, but all of them. As the day continued, she said God's voice seemed to become clearer. He was saying, I want all of you, because you need all of me to go through your life. Well, it's true. God does want all of us, so that we can receive all of him. For us to be completely filled with God's nature, we're going to have to give him everything, and we're going to need all that he can give us. God wants to download his programs of love inside us. He wants to put his software into our hardware. And I apologise to those who don't know what I mean by that phrase, but I'm talking computer language. Computers are like tape recorders or any other machines. Computers have sets of instructions, programs, which can be changed, like different tapes playing in the same machine. And we are a bit like a tape recorder or a computer. God wants to put his tape playing inside of us. He wants to put his program inside us. That's what we were made for. God wants his ways to become our ways, written in our hearts, like a program that is written for a computer. Now, if you've ever put a program on a computer, you know that it takes time, and it's not always straightforward, so you need to be patient. A program I recently attempted to install and failed kept telling me that I needed this extra bit of program from somewhere else, or it won't work. Then when it's loading onto the computer, there's a little box that comes onto the screen that tells you how much it's done and how much is still to come. 5%, 12%, 16%. It can seem to take forever. God wants to put 100% into us, because if we have less than 100%, the program won't work. It's like when some of the instruments in an orchestra are missing. We need all of them so that they work in harmony. And it can take time to receive all. Paul's prayer isn't a one-off kind of prayer. It's a keep praying prayer. And every day, a little more and a little more prayer. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul prays for the people that you will be completely filled with the nature of God. So 100%. I wonder where we are now. Up to 50% of God and his love? Maybe more, maybe less. Because this nature of God that Paul writes about means love. We are filled with God's nature, says St. Paul, as we grasp the nature of Jesus' love, how wide and deep and long and high it is. And as we come to know how great his love is, all around us, we become filled with it too. The music of love plays in us and plays through us. And all this in harmony with the love of Jesus that fills the universe and through which we and everyone else was made. Paul prays that the people will understand the depth of the love of Jesus and be completely filled with it themselves, and then go out and share that love with others. We need to receive this love because there are specific challenges that face us which we can't tackle without all of God inside us. The people in Ephesus had specific challenges. They had the challenge of being welcoming to everyone, Jews and non-Jews. And Paul wrote to them about this, to encourage them to mix with and welcome people they wouldn't normally be comfortable with. We also face the same challenge, to be welcoming to all people. We don't find it easy to move out of our circles we feel at home in, do we, any of us, either in church, at work, with our friends, family, neighbours. We're not always good at welcoming people who are different. We do it because we know we should, but we also slip too quickly into chatting with our friends and ignoring the stranger. Our welcome should be for everyone. A natural expression of Jesus' love to us. We need to be so aware of him and so full of him that everyone is welcomed. There were ways that they were going wrong, and Paul writes to show them how to behave as Jesus' people. But he doesn't criticise them. First, he prays for them to know more of Jesus' love so that they will be able to listen to his words and change their behaviour. We also need to develop Christian habits at home and at work, amongst our family, friends, and all those we come into contact with. Mostly, we try hard to live as Christ's people, but it's not easy. We need to be able to listen to others too, to change some of their behaviour, and so to live as Christians. We all need a deep assurance that Jesus loves us, we need to be completely filled with the nature of God to enable us to be the people he wants us to be. How can we do this? Well, through prayer. In prayer, we ask God to fill us with his Holy Spirit of love. I invite you to pray and receive prayer here in church when monthly we have the ministry of prayer with anointing. Pray in your house group, in the privacy of your home, and pray in your own morning and night prayers. And when you leave here today, pray that you may be completely filled with the nature of God, so that we can go out into our lives sharing that love to a world who desperately needs it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.